Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Where is Alex Kirilloff? Let's talk prospects next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, June 18th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. Five prospects on the verge of getting the call. O'Neill Cruz with the Pirates, Alex Kirilloff with the Twins, Riley Green with the Tigers, Vinny Pasquantino with the Royals, and Miguel Vargas with the Dodgers. Scott, we know Alex Kirilloff is crushing it right now, so he's been in the news, as has O'Neill Cruz. There was some talk about Super 2 deadlines, and he could be up within the next week. What do you think about those two?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, the Super 2 thing, we don't have an exact date. We won't know the date until years from now. So it's just kind of a guess based on, you know, the past, what exactly the cutoff is going to be for that. But it is normally near the end of June, and we're coming up on that now. So I think it's more likely than not O'Neill Cruz is up by the end of the month. He has been much better after a miserable start at AAA. You know, there was no way the Pirates could call him up when he was hitting under 200, but he's looked more like how he should have looked all along over the past month or so. And top of the scale exit velocity, you know, could be a massive power speed threat if he makes enough contact. So I think if he got dropped in your league after the early season hype, it might be time to add O'Neill Cruz again. Kirilloff is... I might be almost as excited about him because the way he's been producing at AAA is, frankly, is as good as we've ever seen him, as much power as we've ever seen from him, if nothing else. And he had some great minor league seasons before, but he's just, you know, barely a day goes by where he doesn't homer right now. Clearly too good for the level. And we have hardly seen him at full health in the majors before. I think I feel like he's kind of, everyone's kind of over Alex Kirilloff, but he's been playing with that bad wrist most of last year and then early this year, landed him on the IL. But he seems, just based on the performance, he seems to be past it now. And, you know, Rocco Baldelli, Twins manager, says it's just a matter of finding an opening for him because the places where they play Kirilloff, they feel pretty happy with the options they have there. However, Trevor Larnach has cooled off. Jose Miranda, after showing signs of coming around, he's cooled off as well. And I think they might be on the verge of making a switch there soon. Let's see. Vinny Pasquantino, unfortunately for him, Carlos Santana has kind of picked it up at the plate, which, you know, he hadn't really produced since 2019. So it's really bad timing. But I think the Royals are trying to see if they can redeem anything for him in a trade as the deadline approaches. And so maybe they're going to slow play with this with Pasquantino. Obviously can't use him as DH because Salvador Perez and MJ Melendez are splitting time there when they're not catching. Riley Green, it's going to be any day now. I mean, he had made the opening day roster before he hurt his foot. So I think probably the Tigers are just waiting till they're confident that the Super 2 cutoff is passed because, you know, at this point, why not?
Fair enough. All right, let's move over to five prospects on the periphery. These are names that are doing something of note as of late. And we'll start with Dustin Harris with the Rangers, Ken Waldichuk with the Yankees, Khalil Watson with the Marlins, Sedane Rafaela with the Red Sox, and Joe Boyle with the Reds. Scott, Dustin Harris, you think there's any chance that we see him this season with Texas?
I think it's unlikely. He hasn't reached AAA yet. And he'd been kind of underwhelming to begin the year. He's picked it up lately. He at one point he had 9 home runs over a 21 game stretch after a very slow start to the season. But I should point out his start to last season was even slower. He had 1 home run on June 24th last year and then ended up having some of the best numbers of any minor league hitter. So it seems like somebody who may heat up with the weather and impacts the ball well is elevating even better than last year. That was the key to his breakthrough last year, and he's done an even better job of it this year. He's eligible at first base in fantasy, but he's been playing mostly outfield in the minors this year, so that helps Dustin Harris, his fantasy prospects. Ken Waldichuk's numbers are ridiculous at AAA, the strikeout rate, ERA, whip, everything. He's an unusual pitcher. He's one of those who thrives more on deception than pure stuff. So it's kind of a gimmicky thing. The slider does have a lot of sweeping action, and I don't want to undersell him. I mean, people used to say that about Joe Ryan, and obviously if you bought into Joe Ryan, you're happy with that right now. So it's a good idea to make an investment in Ken Waldichuk, who's probably highly available in a lot of fantasy leagues, but he doesn't earn particularly high marks in a traditional prospect sense. Khalil Watson's on here because it's just been a disaster for him. You know, he was one of the four big shortstops coming out of last year's draft. We weren't sure what order to draft them in dynasty leagues. Jordan Lawler, Marcelo Meyer, and Brady House being the others. They've all done fine, especially Lawler and Meyer, but Watson is like the strikeout rate's over 40%. He just still good tools there, but there's a lot of work to be done. So I'd be a little worried about him in dynasty at this point. And I want to mention this, Joe Boyle for the Reds. He has made, at least as of this recording, early Friday, Joe Boyle has made all of 9 starts in the minors this year. 9 starts for Joe Boyle. He's allowed 10 hits in 9 starts. Yeah.
Wow.
Way too many walks. So I worry how that's going to go for him at the higher levels. But when you're preventing hits in that way, clearly that says something about your stuff.
All right, the name there again, Joe Boyle with the Reds. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.